This bill, as I've stated before, does have the potential to increase prices if it's similar to what happened in Connecticut. And just addressing a couple of other points, being able to work with your dealers when you have that many and as a larger company, it's like any other business partner. You're able to balance risk. So we work with dealers, and a lot of dealers in many cases choose to be with Sunoco. If we get out of whack, then, you know, they'll go to Lukoil, or they'll go to brand Exxon, or they'll brand Mobil. You're absolutely right that price and location in any study drive people's habits at the pump. And I think if you look at it, you say, duh, that's kind of what drives me too. We like brand, we believe is important, and we think we have a good brand and a good product. But price and location do drive folks. So no matter what, you're never going to set the full price of the product. And because the market is just so competitive, people will always go and drive or to that station that does have that competitiveness. And to your first point, I said we have dozens of zones across the state, we never put our dealers in a position where across the street from each other, or in a zone that's competing against each other where we're trying to put one out of business. That just doesn't make sense to us, and that's probably a questionable business practice. What we do is we find ways to work with our dealers because we want them to stay our dealers. We do other things besides price in areas where we own the property and we charge a rent. Again, with Hurricane Sandy, it sites, you know, in Avalon, Brick, New Jersey, others. We found ways to reduce rents because they were concerned about, hey, we're not getting as many people here because of the towns and the damage we had from Sandy. So we find ways to do that because in the end, we have a business as well. We want to move product. We want to move gasoline, and it's a volume business. So the more we can move, the more dealers we can work with, the better. And if we were anti-competitive or we weren't a good business, I believe we wouldn't be as successful as we are, and that number I quoted of 137 dealer sites in New Jersey would dwindle down and down.
I just want to make sure that I've gotten your answer correctly on one point. Zone pricing is one way that you attempt to keep dealers in business who otherwise, because of various conditions, might fail. Some of those conditions might be a low-price competitor. Some of those conditions might be that the rent is too high. But you have various ways, other than zone pricing, that you can deal with those issues, such as the rent that you're charging to that independent dealer, or maybe some kind of allowances that you make in terms of how you help them finance their business in the first place, how you might finance signage, how you might finance improvements on the real estate. So you have all of those other, and probably many that I can't imagine, ways of helping the dealer who finds himself temporarily in a situation where there's a price war going on or there's some other condition that's happening, like Sandy, which reduces their customer base for a while. Do I understand that correctly? You have various means that you use other than zone pricing to deal with the individual problems of an individual dealer.
There are a number of ways that we work with dealers. But no question, the ability to help with zone pricing is the one that's the most immediate. Everything else you talk to has a further lag time. A typical load of gasoline, those gasoline tanker trucks, is close to 9,000 gallons. 9,000 gallons, you know, I don't know what the current price is, but, you know, in the 3 to 350 range, you know, that's a significant outlay that you're doing continuously. And if you're not able to react that quickly in a market where prices can change, it's not like, you know, other products where the prices are pretty stable. I mean, the price of gasoline, we've all experienced, it fluctuates. So if we can't fluctuate with that, folks can get into trouble rather quickly.
go on to the other witnesses.
I have, okay, sure, Senator. No. Do you have a question? Okay.
It's your guesstimate then. I mean, you've got this competition from other big box retailers that are really not attempting to make money off the sale of gasoline. They're just attempting to bring other people in so they can sell other types of products. And it's not really that they're in the gasoline business. This is kind of an ancillary thing that they're doing to attract customers for other reasons. Is that your estimation?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak directly for Wawa or Costco because I don't represent them, but that's essentially a business model. I mean, gasoline, is a way to get people in, and then higher margin products or things like, you know, gasoline, a can of Coke, a donut, whatever, and that brings people into the stores.
And is it your...
And zone pricing doesn't... If putting this in doesn't change the way they price. It doesn't address this issue of fairness or discrepancy in prices. And as I mentioned in the studies, you know, when you do this on a more of a wider scale, prices do end up going up.
It's your estimation that your studies are suggesting that this kind of legislation is going to drive prices up.
Correct. Yeah, and some of the things I'd be happy to show you. There's a study by the Federal Trade Commission in 2004 that says just that. Quinnipiac. There's another New York Times op-ed that highlights it as well. And it is counterintuitive. I agree with the senator, but many folks have found, not just one source, but several have found the same accuracy to that argument.
And, I know it's not the same type of business, but, I mean, I would respectfully suggest that, I mean, the Walmarts and the Costcos have put other smaller businesses out of practice for a variety of other reasons, and I'm assuming that's the concern if you have the inability to do this and this legislation goes forward.
Yeah, I would, and I have, many, dealers that are family friends and they fly the Sunoco flag, so to speak, and it's always a huge concern. And the one thing that's a challenge for our industry and a challenge for us that we continue to figure out how to evolve and get better is people think of the refiners, and everybody just assumes if it's an Exxon, it's directly tied with ExxonMobil. There's a brand, but that's about it at this point. Sunoco, we're not as big as I guess sometimes people think we are. We don't drill. We don't have refineries anymore. We do have a significant presence, and we're proud of our retail abilities. But when you go around and you see a new Wawa open up or you see a Costco, what you also find often is if you look closely, there's generally at least one, maybe a couple of gas stations that are no longer open. We're not asking for you to, slap Wawa on their wrist. It's their right to run their business however they want, and they're doing clearly a good job. But we're also asking to give us a fair way to compete, and we believe that the current market allows us to do that.
Thank you.
Kane?
If I may, if we can have the other witness testify, I think the concerns may be common between all counties.
Well, if the senators have questions, I'm not going to not let them question.
The answer to the next question may be able to be common with other people.
Yeah, well, let the senators
Frieda.
Question.
Yes, through the chair. I kind of have first-hand experience. There's a lot of variables. My father-in-law owned Phil's Texaco for more than 50 years on the Black Horse Pike in Belmont. Very small station, three bays. He focused on auto repair, and pumping gas was more of a pain in the neck to him, and so he raised his prices to make it worth his while, because he didn't want to get out from under a car, run out and pump gas. He was making more money being under the car. So all these variables, we're so focused on the price of gas, and anything that's going to hurt a consumer, we have to be very careful about what we do with it. And I just wanted to give Phil's Texaco a plug. I don't buy my gas there because it's a little too expensive, but there's just to point out there's so many variables. I think we have to just be very careful in what we do with protecting consumers. Thank you, Senator.
Why won't we just let the free market reign here? Because this, why don't we just let the free market, whoever can survive, survives, without a manipulation, that's my word, but that's only the one that I can think of. It doesn't have any other intent with respect to zoning.